Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Phone Fantasy Radio's Musically Inclined. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, starting 25 minutes late. There's a story behind that. Anyway, 308-320, go ahead, give me a call, press that one. Let me just relax for a minute. And once again, wanted to wish all the fathers out there belated Happy Father's Day. As you all know, yesterday was Father's Day, and we had such a bittersweet day yesterday. It was such a bittersweet day for some folks, but I hope the fathers out there did enjoy their day, you know, and didn't have too much backlash about it. All right, folks, so it's almost a half an hour into the show. I wasn't going to do a show, actually. That was a plan, not to do a show. But I got a call. They asked me to come on air, and here I am. Start off the night with Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day. I'm just feeling some type of way. Last night I was just feeling some type of way, and I accidentally spilled, you know, a little bit of drink into my keyboard of my laptop. Do I need to say any more? Do I really need to go through it? So this morning when I tried to press enter, it did some other shit. I pressed the G button, it did some other mess. And it's just, I was just frustrated, depressed, and all of the above, because this is some bullshit. That was my concern. So, I didn't know if I wanted to do a show, to be honest. I just didn't have it in me. I wasn't going to do a show, but, you know, here I am. Here we are. Thank you for waiting around, tuning in. Right now, I see I have Miss Sugar, who is holding on the line. Lady C, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, see, here. So you actually held on the line waiting for me. I seen you. I logged on. I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to give you a few more minutes. Either you was running late or there wasn't going to be a show. I said, if it go a little longer, I'll just hang up.
Right.
I know
right.
That melody. That melody means it's either not a show or you're running late.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was supposed to do a show last week. I didn't get around to doing it. You know, it's not my fault. Don't nobody want to be stuck in a house behind a computer during the summertime, so y'all got to bear with me. It's not like I have a co-host that I'm like holding a show down. You know, I can't pass the baton, so please bear with me, folks. But, you know, I'm here. I'm here, you're here. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good.
Had a peaceful Father's Day.
Yes.
Oh, your children celebrated.
Hello.
Basically. You was alone?
Yes.
With all them children and grandchildren you have, you spent a parent holiday alone?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I knew they were going to do their thing with their children's dads and stuff like that, so it wasn't a big deal to me.
Oh.
Go do that. You know?
It was like a day off, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you just really got to enjoy
y'all
your own weekend.
Y'all do. You know.
Okay. So, yeah, I crashed my own computer this time. I was drinking, folks. Yes, doing something I don't normally do. I had this exclusive coconut vodka with a little pineapple juice in there. We were just having a good old time, and I was hot and bothered, and the cup was empty. I picked up the cup, but I went to reach for something else, and the cup fell out my hand, and there was still like a few drops in there. And end up dropping into my computer.
Done that before too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
I did it before.
Getting the virus.
I haven't really done the virus thing, but I had it done before when I had got my computer. Spending $200 to replace the keyboard. So I'm like, I'm not going to do this time around because I've been shopping for a new computer anyway. So I'm going to just take that $200 I would have spent and I'm just going to go put it in the bank and try to get me a new laptop altogether.
Right.
Yeah. I just thought I'd do it that way. And, it is what it is. You know, I was basically reflecting on my love life. I was reflecting on my love life, and I'm like, was I taking a lot of suitors for granted? You know, these are just questions I was asking myself because as I looked through my phone book, as I looked for somebody to hang out with and chat with, I just couldn't get a conversation on nobody yesterday, and it was just like, really? There's no friends with benefit list. There's nothing, and it's like, And I know I'm dead set on I don't want to get married or something like that, but I guess me telling them that so early in the game, they turned their heads like, never mind. So I don't get it. Like, was my standards too high? What? That's what ended up happening to me last night. I've been on some reflective mode, wondering where everybody's at. I don't know. You probably don't understand what I'm going through, Lady C. Well, you got some old and young running after you. You probably don't understand my dilemma right now.
I do understand. I really, truly do understand because... you say you don't want to commit. And when I say I'm looking for a committed relationship, it's about the same thing. Like, really? Are you sure? But we could just live together. No, I don't want that. I don't want to just live with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I also, what you're trying to put a ball and chain? I'm not trying to put a ball and chain if that's not what you want, you know?
But that's the thing. I want a committed relationship. I just don't want marriage. Because to me, and I told y'all this last week, to me, marriage is just a made-up holiday, like they claim Valentine's Day and the rest of them days are. You know, I get it, but to me, I think we done put too much emphasis on this so-called tradition marriage. I don't know how it's a tradition when nobody in your family married. I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my tradition. That's not the tradition I have. Because barely the people that's in my family, water's thicker than blood. That's how I look at it. So like, it can't be that. You know, growing up in foster care, the lady that really had an impact on my life, she was a single mother. You know, and she did her. She did her thing. So I'm like, I don't know if this if it affects my decision. I don't really think it does, but I just don't see marriage being this. I don't know. I just see it as being one celebration that you get in front of people and you tell them, listen, this is the person I love, and he loves me, and we're committed to each other. I don't need all that. You know, I don't need you to do all that. You know, you just want to do it because Jane did it? Like, what's a fucking marriage? Fuck out of here. I don't know. Feels the type of way. You know what I mean? Like, fuck out of here. I know. But you know what? Black Reporter did call me. And I guess he's like, okay, I guess she's not going on air. But, you know, Black Reporter, you and your sometime self, your sometime self, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to find his number so I could call him and let him know that we are live on air right now. And you know what? Since he's been around the block a few times and then some, I'm sure he got something to say about all this. Yes. You think so?
I'm trying to see if he does.
Right. I want to see what he got to say about all this. So I'm texting him, and then we're just going to call him right after. Like, he's not even going to have a chance to call in. I got you. I'm calling you right now, sir. He's like, wait, what? I think this is the right number. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. I think it's the right number, but let's see. That'd hurt to try.
Let's see.
Hey there, baby.
Baby.
You gotta start looking at your call ID, man.
Well, all it did was give me a New York number, so I had an idea who it was from.
It gave you a New York number. Oh, you
yeah.
Got my. Oh, so you, damn. Did you know we don't have a New York number? I'm calling you from the. I text you and called you at the same time, so.
Yeah, and when a 347 number comes up, the way he's expecting me to realize.
What's going on, Black Reporter?
Nothing
like
Lady Crush. who is that? Y'all gotta forgive me. Y'all, do it.
It's Lady C.
Hello, Lady C.
It's just us tonight,
Black Reporter. This is one of them light shows. This is one of them very light shows. It was 4 o'clock. I mean, we're like half an hour late. And, you know, so it's a real light show right now. Quick question, though, because I was talking about this last week, and I talk about it again this week, about
okay.
the whole concept of marriage.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the whole tradition or quote unquote institution of marriage? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it depends on where you're coming at it from. I at one time thought that was the end all be all, and I don't so much think that way anymore after having been in it for 20 some years. And with no success. And I've been in both regular legal marriages and also quote unquote, as we call it, shacking up and being with a partner and everything. And, I don't necessarily see the idea, well, or what the, how should I say, whether the idea of getting married with the whole whistles and strings and everything, whether that actually does anything for a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you're a very religious type, I can see where it may do it, but at the same time, you know, if you're coming into something with a partner in a relationship, a female partner where you have kids, I think that's something that you can show them, look, you have a mother and a father. This is how this will go and everything. So, I don't necessarily know that marriage is the end all be all for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new come down on it.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what I was saying, marriage is a made-up holiday, like Valentine's Day by the government type situation. Yeah, it's like a made-up holiday, like how we say Valentine's Day and Christmas and so forth are made-up holidays from the government. Like, it's just a piece of paper, you know, like, I don't have to have this elaborate celebration just to tell people or the world that I'm committed to you, because 9 times out of 10, they already know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know this by our actions. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So I don't really need to sit up there and invite everybody in the world to come and then get a piece of paper. Like, at the end of the day, what, you know, like, it's just an elaborate facade. You know, I don't want to sit up there. And then on top of that, it's a setup. It's a setup in a way to tell people, listen, you're only committed to me. And then when that person steps out on you, you're stuck. What should I do? You know, like, with everybody, you can't stay forever with you. I cannot tell you forever, and I'm not going to sit up there and act like I can tell you forever, because I really can't. And I don't want you to get the feeling that you have to tell me forever, because fuck forever.
Okay. Well, how does our panel feel?
Well, it's just me and Lady C. Lady C, you can tell them how you feel, Lady C.
Well, I feel that I want that committed relationship, and I want the marriage license and everything. And I understand where you all are coming from with it,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
to me, I just want that. To me, that it may not be the end all, and yes, it may not don't mean happily ever after. It don't mean forever ever. But to me, it's a promise that we're going to do our best to make it forever ever. We may not get there, but to me, it means that. And I'm with you on the elaborate weddings and stuff. I don't believe in them, because I sit and watch them on TV. I be like, you spending that much money for what?
And you don't even have a house.
All of that.
And you will be together for how long?
I was what?
And you will be together for how long?
I mean,
yeah.
I get it, but my thing is, I don't want to commit. I don't want you to commit to everybody else. Fuck everybody else. That's my word for today. Fuck. Anyway, you know, I want you to commit to everybody else. I need you to commit to me. I don't
exactly.
need you to prove it to nobody else. I need you to prove that to me.
Right.
Unless it comes down to, I mean, I know you have to deal with the legal. We have to deal with the government at one time or another. I know that's the case. But before you commit, can you sit up there and show your love to them? You need to show your love to me. The same
exactly.
thing. That's the same way I feel about having children. Speaking about that, let me get to that in a minute. My roommate had me dying the other day when we was talking about, I overheard her actually. She wasn't even talking to me. I overheard her talking to somebody about, being married and, you know, kids and all this other stuff. So I got something about that. But my thing is this. Once again, I say this. I understand where you're coming from, Lacey, as well. And I understand the whole, I don't know why they call it an institution of marriage. But at the same time, I just can't see myself writing it out. You know, I just can't see myself signing my name on a dotted line. But I do, and I don't mind being in a long-term relationship. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm the type where we can get up into engaged, but we're going to be engaged for like 25 years.
Now, let me ask you a question.
And that my engagement ring would be my promise ring. I promise you that if you want to get down in bed, we're going to get the priest in here and we're going to get married. Is that bad?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
are you saying that you can do the M word without the license and everything?
What, marriage?
Yeah.
Yes, I can do it. That was never the issue. It was never the issue of one to be in a committed relationship. What the issue is this word marriage put a stigma on people. When they hear marriage, they the first thing they say, that's forever. You know, and you get scared. And then when you get into the relationship and you step out on that person, you know, some people feel like, oh, when we said we was going to get our dues, we said that those are forever. Fuck out of here. Who told you that? Who made up this rule of marriage? Who really did come up with this concept of signing your name on a piece of paper and we're going to be together forever, ever, and ever, and ever? Who's going to until one of us die? That's just putting a strain on this whole core relationship thing. Now, I don't know, maybe I guess time is evolving or whatever. People's outlooks are changing. Because now, it's the same thing with the bearing children. But right now, you say the word marriage, oh, well, fuck it. I don't even have to say the word marriage. They ask me about marriage. And then when you say, no, I don't want to, guys, just saying, generally speaking, they bring up the topic about marriage. And then when you say you don't want to get married, it's a problem. But wait, hold up. How is it a problem when you can't even be committed to me and I'm not married to you? And you step out. You know what I mean? Like, so you're just being a hypocrite or you just want to be following with the Joneses.
Yep. That's true.
And then we went into the whole concept of, like, last week, folks, if y'all didn't tune in, y'all need to check it out. It was a righteous show with myself, Lady C, Brick, and we had Dre in the chat room. Unfortunately, I didn't update my website. Like I said, my computer is dead. I'm trying to do stuff now at the last minute, but we're over here on blogtalkradio.com only. I'm not in the chat room on Phone Fantasy Radio. But, you know, we also spoke on the fact that, you know, religion and state and government was supposed to be separate. I mean, I know at one point it wasn't, but right now it is. So
yeah.
I got into that whole thing, but then we get into this whole thing about same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to approve, or who are you to sit up and tell you Steve and Adam don't belong together? Because in the Bible, but your first argument is in the Bible. Wait, hold up. You just separated state and religion. Like, we can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance in school because it says something about God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stopped doing that in public schools.
That's true.
So it's like, which one is it? Is it okay we're going to have a little bit of God in our lives or not? Because now it goes to, and it, at the end of the day, it all comes down to popular belief. Will this help this senator get reelected if he vote nay or yay? And this whole thing about the Senate and the House of Representatives and all these politicians, what people fail to realize is, yes, you've picked that person to vote for you, but at the end of the day, they're going to go with the masses. And then a lot of these folks that's in the politician are so mentally... mentally, like, they're not in modern times. Mentally, they're trying to hold on to this word, quote-unquote, called tradition. What the fuck is tradition in 2013, really? But go ahead, Michael, what
are
you
going to
say?
No, I mean, they're just double-faced.
Mm-hmm. So, and that was my whole concept when it comes to marriage. And my whole concept when it comes to children. At the same token, why would I want to have a child with you when you can't even commit to me? Why would I expect you to commit to my child?
True.
And it's not, and you know, a lot of people say it's not that I don't want to do it, but I'm not going to set myself up for that.
Yeah, right.
If I tell them that all the time, if I'm with you and I get pregnant, the only thing you have to worry about if I tell you before or after that main appointment. I believe in that because I'm pro-life, my life. So I believe in that. I'm not going to sit up there and bring a child in this world just so somebody else can be pleased. Fuck out of here.
Okay.
Fuck you and the boat you rode in on. Why would
exactly.
I trust you that? Why would I trust you that much? And then at the end of the day, I'm setting myself up. 10 years from now, you're going to tell me, oh, I don't want to be with you. And then, what? I can't do it. My heart and my mind won't let me do it. Maybe I'm just being rational or logic about the situation, but why put yourself through that?
Mm-hmm.
Because now, and I say this only because yesterday was Father's Day. And being on all these social networks and Facebook being the therapy that it is to most people, it was disgusting, depressing, disturbing just to see these underhanded remarks about what this baby daddy didn't do, what he did do. You know, instead of it being a day of celebration, it was just a day of dismay for most people.
Thank God I didn't see him.
And at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, lady, where do you stand up in all this?
Well,
at the end of the day, where do you stand up? You knew he was an asshole before you had his baby in most cases.
Right.
But you choose not to follow it. Okay, I understand if he passed away, if he fell on hard times. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about those trifling females that sit up there and think that because they have a baby, he's going to stick around. You know, that sit up there and this man told you, I don't want any kids. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Because you so-called all of a sudden believe in God or believe in something, you don't believe in abortion, whatever. Now all of a sudden you holy in a vow, really? And you expect this man. And then on top of that, the guys out there that are doing the damn thing, that's sitting up there really sacrificing, really trying to bend over backwards, but because you still in love, you gotta sit up there and put that wedge in between.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just too much of that. And then you get on here and you start talking and bashing, and it's not a good look. Right now I got a call from a blank number. Blank, 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 but the hand is up. Welcome to Musically Inclined. I am Ms. LaCrosse Hearts. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Brick, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Brick from Brooklyn, New York. How you doing?
Hello. Hello.
How is everyone? We're good. The gang is all here again.
Boy, that you knew I was going to call in when I heard this. That you knew I was going to call in.
But you know, this was our conversation from last week.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to touch on it real quick. But go ahead, put your 3 cents in. We definitely appreciate it.
I kept on throwing a whole nickel because I just got paid. My thing is this, okay? A couple of things you said I want to touch up on, mainly what you recently just said about the Father's Day greetings and nonsense. You know what? I did not go on my Facebook the whole day yesterday. I did not put up nothing up there. Usually, I put a nice little tribute to my father up there. But you know what? I said, this year, I'm not even going on it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my
mm-hmm.
thing is, going back to what Mom Duke said, told me a long time ago, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I know that's
okay?
Right.
My son's father is a bastard 2.0. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand him. He does nothing for my child. And I can go on and on for the stories. But instead of sitting there putting all that nonsense online, I just said, you know what? I don't need to tell him that. I tell him every other time I see him, he's an asshole. So, you know, he knows by now exactly what he is. And validating it, putting it on Facebook doesn't validate it, nor, you know, it doesn't do anything for it anyway. So I'm like, why go sling blood on
Facebook?
And
you look like the bad seed.
Exactly. I said, he knows he's an idiot. You know, I told that to his face every time I see him. You know, so it's not even like, you know, and like you said, you know, you picked him. I picked this man. You know, and had a child by him. But notice, I have a child.
Mm-hmm.
A child. My son is 18.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have 2, 3, 4, 5 by the same bastard. Okay?
Exactly.
I have one child. Because you only take one time for you to screw me up the behind and to hurt for me to say, I'm done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that from my son's father. The fact that he couldn't even be there for him. And not even the slightest, not even to say, you know, okay, I'm not making that much money. I don't have this, but let at least my presence be the gift. No. His presence was, well, he wasn't even there. You know, and I think that, you know, I too agree with a lot of the fathers. I saw a lot of posts up. Shout out to my boy Ron Grizzly, because I like the post that he put up there, basically saying how, you know, it shouldn't be about, you know, shout out to the moms that's doing it too. You know, because when you think about it, you know, we've added that on over the years. You know, because especially it's so sad that's so commonplace now that we have to throw that up there for the fathers and we have to throw that up there for the mothers. Shout out to the fathers on Mother's Day who's doing the thing, being the mother too. You know, it's sad that we have to put that out there, you know, but that's the way it is. I guess it's a sign of the times. That's how it is. It's sad, but it's true. But I do believe that, you know what, the fathers do they deserve their own day to shine and not have to deal with to deadbeats who ain't doing nothing, you know, blah, 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 blah. That shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
I just think it was disgraceful. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, it should have just been Happy Father's Day, period.
Yeah.
That's it. If you had nothing else nice to say, you should have left it alone.
Right.
Don't say anything.
And I'd probably be singing a different tune if I had kids, though.
Well, you know what? You probably would be, but. What
but at the end of the day, they got to be one day. Can't they just be one day?
One day, exactly.
Just one day of peace between, like, just one day where your kid doesn't have to see y'all sucking the teeth, mad eyes rolling and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, that's who these holidays are for. That's what we always claim these holidays for are the children. This is for them to learn how to appreciate what you do all year round for them. I think that's what I think, or that's how I interpret Mother's Day and Father's Day and Grandparents' Day and so forth and so forth. Even Christmas and these are days that we have to, you know, instead of focusing on ourselves, if you have children, take the time and show them, like, you know, if you don't do nothing, if you don't say it no other day, just tell this person who's raising you, who's in your life, who's representing of you, like, you know, I appreciate you. That's what we need to be teaching. Like, fuck if he ain't do nothing all day, or what, his name is on a birth certificate. If his name is not, fuck him. You know what I mean? But if this is the guy you claiming to be your daughter's daddy, or the guy you put up there bitching about, or the woman you sit up there bitching about because she's crazy, whatever, whatever, you've made your bed, now you got to lie in it. You know? That my little junior John ain't got nothing to do with what decisions you made.
I agree. I don't like
you
when
know,
people
that was my only concern. That was really my only concern. And then the guys that are out there that really are trying to be in these kids' lives, the mothers out there that are playing double duty. Listen, at the end of the day, if that's how she wants to raise her child, so be it. If she plays both roles and she wants acknowledgement and she tells her child, listen, I'm playing both roles, your daddy's not here for whatever reason, then so be it. Who am I to sit up there and tell her she doesn't need to be say Happy Father's Day to her? You know what? Fuck it. She's playing both, regardless of what you're saying. She's doing the same thing that you, quote-unquote, claim that you couldn't do or you're not going to do. She's playing both roles. So why not acknowledge it? Because that's what this day is for, appreciation and acknowledgement, right?
Exactly.
That's just my thought on it, folks. This is at the top of the hour. I did it, folks. I did it. No, I didn't do it. It's 9:59. I thought I actually got to the top of the hour. But, yeah, we're at the top of the hour, half an hour in, but I started the show way late. Wasn't my fault. My computer's dead. It's like, take it to the junkyard. But, you know, shout out to Charisma, because she let me hold her computer real quick, and I'm on it. I'm on it with her. Now, okay, so here's the thing. I was eavesdropping, let's say. I wasn't really eavesdropping, but, you know, I just happened to tune in a good ear. And my roommate said something that was so off the wall that it was on point in my eyes.
Okay.
I was like, I would do this. I would do this. It's called the pregnancy prenup.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. The way you treated me when we had these kids, the way you set up my life, You was paying the bills. You was doing everything. When you no longer want to do that, you got to still do that. You know what I mean? If you don't want to be with me, you still got to do that. Same concept if we was in marriage and you stepped out on me or you wanted to get a divorce. Hello, we signed an agreement.
Okay.
You know, you got to pay me. You got to pay my lifestyle. You got to keep my lifestyle up to date. Bop, 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 bop. You know, so the same concept that you have beforehand, you agreed to this. I wrote it out. I wrote it out, or, you know, however, we wrote it out together, however you want to put that. But you're John Hancock on the end, it should uphold in court, the pregnancy prenup.
Oh, I
totally agree with the pregnancy prenup.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I do too.
The lifestyle you had, I'm on your medical insurance, I'm on your life insurance, I'm all that other stuff that comes with the territory. Yep.
Why don't you just get married?
It's still a prenup. We have two different prenups. There's two different prenups. Marriage don't mean shit nowadays.
Lord have mercy.
Like, if we marry, why not? We still have a pregnancy prenup. Fuck out of here. I find out you stepped out on me. And whoever comes up with the idea, whoever steps on whoever, it's null and void. But my thing is, that's what we need. They have prenups for marriages, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is part of the problem.
What's part of what problem?
Yeah.
I mean, this is I'm going to go on kind of a tangent here. But it's just, you know, I was realizing this today. And, I mean, maybe it's just me, but it seems like my people seem to have a problem with taking a straight approach towards things. Why we always got to veer off into the unknown and make things up and come up with this type of thing and that type of thing? And all we had to do in the beginning is just go straight ahead. For example, what I'm trying to say is, you have black people always trying to approach something a different way, okay? Like this pregnancy prenup that you're just talking about, okay? Which means you do this to me and I do this to you and this is the way it's going to stay and these are the conditions and this is that. Why are we always trying to reinvent the wheel? Why don't you just get married? Okay.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. Is it marriage a contract to begin with?
But
exactly.
You're going into a contract
signing
anyway.
Your name on it, you're still signing your name on a dotted line. So how is it really?
But you're going into one.
If anything,
anyway.
I think it's a solution to the current day problem.
But it's still a contract.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so why not?
So you're saying why don't you just get married? But marriage doesn't do anything when it comes to children, right? Because there are people that get married and have divorces and like that whole court. Custody battle, family court thing. So, I mean, technically, I mean, I understand if you think that this is a out forward ideal, you know, maybe that's what it is out of the park idea, but I don't think it's trying to reinvent the wheel. I think that's what we really need to do, reinvent the wheel. Because obviously the shit that we have now ain't working.
Okay, let me ask you this. What doesn't work about marriage?
What doesn't work about marriage?
What doesn't work?
The whole concept of marriage.
The fact that you have real people.
Just the whole idea of marriage doesn't work.
Okay, but when you say, what is it about it doesn't work?
I explain to you why it doesn't work.
I
explain to you why it doesn't work.
Okay, let's hear it. Why doesn't it work?
It doesn't work because you have an ideal situation trying to put it between two people who will never be ideal and never be, what's the word I want to use?
Perfect.
Who will never be perfect.
So then why are they together?
Because of that.
Hold on. I don't understand that question. What you mean,
okay.
Why are they together?
Then why are they together?
That.
If you have, you have two people. What did he just say?
He
you have an ideal what?
Situation. Okay, that's what marriage is. Marriage is an ideal situation. The concept of marriage is supposed to be ideal. I found this partner. I'm in love with this partner. This partner is in love with me. And now we're going to put on a piece of paper that we're here forever. You cannot sit up there. You cannot sit up there and paint forever if you don't know what forever holds, right?
But however,
the institution of marriage is forever. Even when you sit up there and they promote marriage, as a perfect day. That's the first thing they tell you. Even when you're a kid, that marriage is supposed to be this perfect day.
But listen,
I'm answering your question. Marriage is supposed to be this perfect institution. They tell you that. This is how they market it to you.
Oh, market.
So the whole concept of marriage, and it's supposed to be tradition. Whose tradition is marriage? This is what marriage is representative. This is what's in our head about marriage.
But when they sit up there and say marriage,
we're not having a conversation about this is marriage. This is no. Because when we say marriage in our heads, marriage is supposed to be forever. That was already drilled into us. Marriage is supposed to be about tradition. Marriage is supposed to be about family. Marriage is supposed to be about us being in a committed relationship.
And we're not talking about jumping the room no more.
So now you're telling me marriage is this ideal situation, but ideal situation doesn't actually fit into the ideal life. Because 2 years from now, 6 months from now, 25 years from now, we may have fallen out of love. We're no longer this perfect institution. We're no longer this happy home.
But that's a misconception.
My question to you, Brick, is the prenup, period. Not even just a pregnancy prenup, but just a prenup, period. What are your thoughts about it?
It's a contract.
Okay.
I mean, it's for people that make it. It's a part of. It could be a part of your marriage. It's a contract. If you feel that you want to be with somebody, but yet still you don't know what the future holds, or I guess you figure maybe I love them, but I don't know if I trust them all that much, or you just got trust issues or whatever. Then go to prenup. I'm not saying I'm for prenups. I'm not saying I'm against prenups. What I'm trying to understand is. Marriage, you can get out of marriage just like you can get out of anything else. I mean, it's not like marriage, once you get into it, I'm stuck in this bubble with this person forever.
But for some people it is, even with pregnancy. You can go and get rid of a pregnancy, but for some people in their minds, once it's there, it's there. So the same concept applies, does it not?
For those people that believe that they're trapped once they get married, then they don't need to get married. If that's what you mentally think, that once I get married, this is it, I'm stuck forever and ever in this bubble with this person, then no, you should not get married.
Don't that same concept apply if it came to pregnancy? So why wouldn't prenup apply? You get what I'm saying? Like, that same concept applies to pregnancy. If you found out in enough time that you have different options or different roles to take.
Well, let me ask this question, and think about it. Aren't people who are against prenups, for the most part, people who are very religious and very religious.
Very what?
Religious.
People against prenups?
Who are against prenups?
But I don't get it.
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
I don't think necessarily that they're overly religious. I think when it comes to the pregnancy thing, they may be overly religious and have religious views about that, but a prenup? I don't think so.
Okay.
But for the most part, let's just call a spade a spade. If you so overly religious about abortion, shouldn't you have been practicing safe sex or abstinence to begin with?
Bingo.
At the end of the day, like, you wouldn't even have to worry about being overly protective or overly religious. I mean, if you actually just follow the Constitution, the commandments, doesn't it, like, forbid you from having sex before you marry?
Exactly.
begin
exactly.
with. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
That's my thought about it. So once again, I guess people are just like the government. They only believe in the institution of religion when it suits them.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go here. Can we also
what
say 9 times out of 10?
Everybody feels that way. I mean, you don't even want to do something when it suits you.
But everybody's not supposed to feel that way. You get what I'm saying? Your government is not supposed to do that. They set rules. They set regulations. That's what they're supposed to do. They themselves took God or religion out of the government. They voted that. But yet, when it benefits them, they want to throw that in your face.
Okay, but once again, you have to look at the time.
But it's funny how your whole concept of this changed from last week. We had this conversation last week.
What, about marriage?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Listen, if you want to get married, I'm not so fixated on it. I'm not for it, and I ain't against it. I'm just here. If you want to get married, then go to hell and get married. What do I care?
True.
I'm not for it or against it. I think how it started last week, we were talking about gay marriage or something like that.
Institute of marriage, I mean, we were talking about institutional marriage, but I did use the concept of gay marriage to show how the government flip-flopsy, double-faced it, as Black Reporter says. But, you know, I'm down for the freeman up. If you're going to play like that, then, yeah, there should be some type of like you said, there should be a new invention for the wheel, a new invention for this so-called institution of marriage. It should be a new invention on our way of thought when it comes to relationships.
Ladies,
our way of
thinking. Ladies, I'm going to sit away for a little while, but I'll be back shortly.
Bye. Bye.
We ain't want to play with you. Anyway, get out. See? Just like a man. Should have signed a prenup.
You may have signed a contract before the show.
We should sign a radio show prenup. Get out. Don't come back. Take your dirty drawers with you.
Deal with it.
Take your dirty drawers and your ideals with you. Take them. I don't need you. I don't need you to. Black Reporter don't listen to the callback. To the playback.
anyway.
He don't listen to the playback. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, play some good old music. I'll be right back. And, you know, we'll continue our conversation about any and everything up under the sun on Musically Inclined with La Crush Hearts, Brick, and Lady C, and the leading man in my life, Black Reporter. Max the Cat. I'm out.
With the best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Oh, Miss Stephanie Mills, I feel good all over. And before that, I played music. Yeah, I know I only say that when I forget the song I played before that. Oh, Lionel Richie, I call it love. You're tuned into Musically Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. On the phone, I have Brick from Brooklyn. I have Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We did have Black Reporter, but like most men, he dumped us in the middle of it all.
Before we can even finish. He's done.
Well, we didn't even finish. I know I got some people want to check in right now, listening, tuning in. Shout out to our good friend in North Carolina, I believe North Carolina, on a quest, who's tuned in right now. The chat room is not open. The chat room's on my computer. If you have just tuned in, my computer is burnt. It's done. So I don't have, I wasn't able to put that together. I wasn't able to put that together real quick, the chat room and all that other stuff. However, you are able to call in, share your two cents, 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. Press that one, I'll let you on. And if you don't have 2 cents and you just got paid, you can throw in a nickel.
I just got paid, so I throw in a nickel.
I know, that's
right. About 3 cents tomorrow.
Right. So can I just say this real quick? Can I just I need to go ahead and say that I love doing this radio show. Because this is a forum where we can sit there, we can discuss, we can share our views, we can politic as most, we can debate, we can have a good time, and it's all in the name of entertainment. It's all in the name of fun, and we have some cool people and some great minds that call into this show. So shout out to everybody that have supported Phone Fantasy Radio over the years, myself included. And okay, so let's see. My computer's burnt, and I know my whole month is just all screwed up because now I have to make some sacrifices. I'm on what I'm calling the spending diet.
Oh Lord!
So I went yesterday. I went last week and I splurged when I said I wasn't going to splurge. I went and I treated myself, got myself a new hairdo because I was looking like a ragga fucking muffin. So
rock
I went and got myself
muffin,
a new
ragga muffin.
Right, I got me a new hair. I got me a new hairdo. Okay, I don't know if y'all seen my Facebook pages, my little pics on there. I got it all cut off, but except the top of my head got a little curly piece in it. You know, so it's cute.
Oh,
you
got a pixie?
Yeah, it's all cut off in the back.
Oh, it's just too hot for that hair. I agree, y'all.
Yeah, so I got it all cut off. I was like, you know, I'm going to keep this maintained for the summertime. This is my due for the summertime. I found this little shop not too far from me. She did me a little cut. She only charged me $70. Everybody else was talking about $85 to $125. She said, no, I'll do everything for $70.
Let me guess, she's Jamaican? Jamaican?
I don't know what she is. She sounds American to me. I was in the beauty supply, girl. We was in a beauty salon getting our hair did, right? And this African lady came in, and she wanted her hair dyed and permed or whatever, and they dyed her hair, and she didn't want to pay them. She didn't like the dude. She didn't want to pay them. She was going off. She was like, don't touch me. Don't not touch me. She was laughing. Cause she was like, don't touch me. She would not leave the salon. Like, if you're not going to pay them and you don't like what they're doing, you might as well go and buy your business. What they going to do, pay you for sitting down there? You said you liked it when she was doing it. But all of a sudden, you don't want to pay them. Right? And they was trying to, you know, the girl wasn't touching her. She was just rolled up on her. Do not touch me. She goes back. She sits back in a beautician chair. She pulls out her cell phone, and she starts taking pictures of everybody. And I don't know. They were like, okay, you know, why are you still here? What do you want from us? Like, you know, what do you, do not touch me. I don't want you touching me. I don't know where your hand's been.
Oh, man.
So eventually she leave, and, you know, they was like, you know, next time she come back in, they're going to call the cops or whatever. But
see, that's why I couldn't be no beautician. Because you know what I would have done? She did that to me. I'd have been like, ah, you don't like it? No, I took a struck match out of it right in her head. Now you like that?
See,
She didn't want them to mess up what they had done. She wanted to act like she didn't like it.
And she had the butt so much hair, she looked like a little troll doll, literally. Like,
then we
would
start
like,
from scratch. I don't know
what color was supposed to be. It looked cute, but I don't know what color was supposed to be. But shout out to everybody that's got these wild colors. I got a wild color in my head. I got this, like, orangey-red color in my head. But then again, it's like a streak in the middle of my head. These people are going full-fledged.
Yeah, they bold.
Yeah.
Shout out to the girls at the Glam on the Go. They do color like that. Glam on the Go salon, shout out.
All right. I need to get my hair redid, though. She did a wonderful job, but she just didn't cut it low enough the way
the
I wanted her to. So.
I do her, my kitchen sink, you want to come on over.
Ain't nobody coming to get damn kitchen sink.
I got two sides.
You know, I didn't do a show Tuesday. I wasn't in the mood. And here today, mm-hmm. I was actually in the mood and couldn't do it.
You know what?
Look like most men who decided to roll back in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
What's up, Black Reporter?
Yeah.
I wanted to call you, Crush, because I was like, yo, she didn't do her show? Man, I could have really benefited from using those hours. I had the vent. I was just going to take the whole 2 hours and talk.
I didn't delete it to the last minute. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like
it. And, you know, I thought about it. I was like, dang, I could have used this time. I would have just sat there for 2 hours when I had an audience and I just talked. I was like, I'm going to talk about everything that's wrong in this
look,
world.
Let us know, man. We'll set it up. Let us know when. We'll set
the
it
world
up.
The world according to Brick.
Listen, I'll send the invite. Anybody out there that wants to host a show, let us know. I'll set it up for you. Give you the
girl, I saw from login
A to Z. Number and stuff. Yeah, give you the login
number.
Let's
talk about abortions to zebras. Everything is wrong
right.
with the world.
A to fucking Z. Uh-huh.
But
shout
exactly.
out to me. I made ZD last night. Go me.
Oh, shout out to me.
I made ZD. I tried something new. I've never made it with turkey sausage, so I went and got the turkey sausage and the ground beef.
What is
with
everybody
put them
eating
together?
Turkey meat all of a sudden?
Huh?
Why are everybody eating turkey meat?
I just like the flavor of turkey sausage.
I don't know.
It gave
I
it a
prefer turkey meat.
It just gave it a different flavor. What you say, Black Reporter?
I see that's delicious.
Mm-hmm. So I mean,
turkey
meat. I was able to...
Because people who will do turkey sausage because they won't do pork.
Oh, right, that's true. It's the alternative meat.
Well, listen, it ain't that many turkeys
pork
in the world. Where
the
all the turkey sausage coming from?
Special turkeys.
It's got that many turkeys in the world. So where all this turkey meat coming from all of a sudden? I don't trust that. Y'all still not eating turkey meat?
Good question.
Ain't that many turkeys out here. They like turkeys, they like chickens. Y'all sure y'all eating turkey meat?
Yeah.
Conspiracy
theory.
Well,
okay, think about it. Where do all the chickens come from?
Chickens are mass-produced. They come from all over, and we shoot them full of steroids and feed it to our teenagers. That's why these teenagers have breasts at 10 years old. Conspiracy theory number 527.
I thought this was some church, from churches.
Churches chicken?
Yeah. Why you shouldn't have breasts at the age of 5 years old.
Really?
Wait, what? They shouldn't do what?
Churches chicken. We don't have no more churches. They outlawed it up here in New York because we were onto them. So now they took it down here to Louisiana.
Oh.
But y'all sent Popeyes up here. I don't know why.
I enjoy Popeyes over KFC is dead out here.
KFC is nasty.
After they see what they did to them chicken thing, like KFC don't have no wings out here.
No, they don't.
What?
They don't
have
barbecue
no
more. What happened to that?
And then the fact that y'all changed your name because it's not really chicken, what?
Exactly. No, KFC, that's why they changed
the name. Right, they changed their name. Like, you can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken because it ain't chicken, what? No, I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm good.
But,
y'all got that, I'm good. I bow out.
Oh, you saw that on CNN the other night where they did this Uncle Kentucky Fried Chicken. To have something that sounds like it's from America, and not even the least it's from America. Uncle Kentucky's Fried Chicken.
Uncle Kentucky's?
Yeah, Uncle Kentucky's.
Well, what about Colonel Sanders, that white man they had played off like he
nope.
made them chicken? 11 herbs and spices.
He
stole that from his
vein. This was happening over in, Libya. That's where they were talking about these stores at. In Libya.
The original owner of KFC is Hattie Mae Branch. She made that chicken for Colonel Sanders, and he took it and ran with it one day.
I know that's right.
That's black folk. Well, not anymore. They ruined that chicken now. I don't know what the hell it is. But could y'all send up Mr. Bojangles? We'd like to have him up here again.
Who?
Bojangles back.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
best chicken in the world.
What's with this boneless chicken now?
Well, I ate the bones.
Yeah.
I ate the bones. That's the stupidest commercial I've ever seen. I ate the bones. Nah, I don't like that. I don't really care for KFC. That chicken is wet.
Man, I don't know. I like the 11 herbs of it, but...
They don't use it no more.
But it,
it's
you
don't know what it is spicy. They use, but it's not. Doesn't have this flavor anymore.
They used to give you the big cooler. They used to give you a cooler to go with your chicken. You can put sodas and stuff in it. Remember?
Yeah.
Come on, Black Reporter. Back in the 70s, you remember that Black Reporter?
Look, I'm like, no. Remember that?
Yeah, in the back of his
I do remember when you got a Happy Meal from McDonald's, they gave you a record. For your little record player, you peeled it off, and it had the McDonald's song on it.
It was a
quarter pound of white
cheese. Old school.
It
had
the whole menu song. Remember that menu song? I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can find the lyrics to that.
Old school.
I remember having one of those, and I had this plastic pink and white record player. It was plastic, but it played records, little 45s.
You know, that big old thing used to push it over to the side. Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had one of those. And my first official, no lie, my first official 45 was Sade, Smooth Operator. I was in love with that song at 3 years old.
My first one was.
That was my first. That's something I do remember. 3 years old, 1983, Smooth Operator, Sade, I had the 45.
My first album was Thriller, Michael Jackson, laying across the cover. With the little tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I stared at that album forever. I thought he was so gorgeous.
I was scared of the Thriller video. I was fascinated and scared at the same time. I remember walking down the stairs. I was at somebody's house, and there was a floor model TV. You know, the big wood floor model TV.
Uh-huh.
And it came on, and I was scared and looking at the same time, like, ooh.
Me too.
And she screamed. I screamed.
It was like you couldn't turn away.
Right, it was one of those moments you just stopped in your tracks looking like it
was where
Michael.
You scared of Michael video?
I remember my father brought that thing home on VHS and
sat us down on the floor and said,
get ready.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, Lord.
My first celebrity crush was Bobby Brown.
My first.
I stole the VHS tape from the video store of all his videos.
I remember that video tape.
And it was stuck in the rewind because you know they had two. You had the VCR. You had this one little contraption on the side that just rewind the tapes for you. And you put it in there.
Right.
And it just rewind the tapes back for you. Yeah, I had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
The face done broke off of the tape, but I still made it work. I was, I don't know.
My first crush, and I still got a little bit of a crush on her.
Don't say Harriet Tubman.
Lita Horn.
Hey, Shaka Khan.
Was Shaka Khan, really? What about you, Lady
Truth?
My first crush was Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
We went to see him live at the State Fair, and I would not let my brother and sister. Y'all could go upstairs here at the stage because I got a good front. And we're going to buy. So, yeah. And I begged my parents to send me to a concert, and I got that. It was like, wow. So that was my first crush.
Uh-oh, crush. LL Cool J. I thought we'd be together forever. When he put "I Need Love," I just knew he was singing that to me. Now, and my first sexual awakening was Bobby Brown. Remember his video "Rock With You"? Remember he got on the stage? He was doing the push-ups. That was my first, like, oh my god, what was that little tingle? I got excited. That was my first excited, like, ooh, sexual type feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, what is he doing on that floor? He was doing the push-ups, and his waist was, ooh, I was like, Lord have mercy. And that's why he got 10 kids. But anyway, yeah, it was a cool day. And Bobby Brown, yeah. I loved him.
Okay. We got some good stuff on here.
He's like Harriet
Tubman. I know that wasn't right, but it was funny to say.
I didn't know you liked those bad boys.
Black reporter, I know you like a bad girl. You was just a boy, but you remember Harriet well, don't you? I was just a boy now, but I remember Harriet well. You're sexy, right? Yeah, that gun.
Shut up.
Told you better shut up. That turns you on every time she told you to shut up. You better not tell nobody, boy. They got you excited. You said, "Ooh, Harriet, say it again." Let me stop messing with you, Black reporter.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I thought you would have had a crush on Lola Falana. Didn't all y'all like Lola Falana back in the days?
Hell no. Lola Falana ain't got no meat.
Y'all like Lena Horne, too.
Lena Horne, exactly.
Like Dorothy
I said,
Dandridge. You like her, too?
No. Like I said, Chaka Khan.
Well, Chaka Khan had big breasts, and she had some big hips, too.
Exactly.
She is still hot. She was good. I was like, girl.
Yeah, she lost that weight. Her body is
she lost that
like,
weight.
Like, her head
good.
Right.
I said, that's why Boots has stayed his ass around so long. And you see them old videos of her? Like, if you see, like, Tell Me Something Good, she was something else back then. That's a shocker. Oh, my God. That's why the men love Chaka Khan. Get out of here. That was like the... And what was the other one? Y'all like Minnie Riperton, too, right? Because she was just nasty. She was like the Selena Johnson back in the day. Minnie Riperton was disgusting.
Wait, hold on. Say that again? She was the Selena Johnson?
She was the Selena Johnson of back in the day.
What does that mean? You just said she was disgusted. I actually like Selena Johnson.
No, I mean like her lyrics. Like she was really like, you know, sexual. Minnie Riperton.
She was very.
I don't
know.
The
way you
get on.
Wait, what?
I like Selena Johnson.
Very.
Oh,
like,
I
very, very.
The things that she would say was like back in the day that you would be like, wow. Like inside my love and all this other stuff. And she was nasty.
Nah.
Bad girl.
I can tell you one person who will tell you how to throw it down and tell you how to put it back upstairs.
Oh, Lord.
So
in the spirit, go ahead.
My state partner can tell you if I'm right or wrong, Miss Betty Wright.
Betty Wright, the clean up woman. The clean up woman, Miss Betty Wright.
Miss Betty Wright, yep.
Miss Betty Wright, the clean up woman. She the clean up woman.
I still, tonight is the night. I still love that song.
Yeah,
now you can remember you're smiling. I don't know why I love the intro to that.
First,
I just find that hilarious.
First night.
Right. So, quick, in the spirit of Father's Day, 10 rules for dating my daughter. You know, father to, I guess, the guy in her life, whatever. 1, get a job. 2, understand I don't like you. 3, I'm everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
4, you hurt. hurt her, I'll hurt you. 5, be home 30 minutes early. 6, get a lawyer. 7, if you lie to me, I'll find out. 8, she's my princess, not your conquest. Excuse me. 9, I don't mind going back to jail. And 10, whatever you do to her, I will do to you. I know that's right.
Wow.
My father, that's from my, I think, my fatherdaughter.com, something like that. It's a T-shirt.
Okay.
I was like, that's cute. I don't know how I feel about that last one. Whatever you do to her, I do to you.
I like it.
Right, you do have like 12 kids, don't you, Michael Porter? You got some girls in your life.
I thought I had about like his girls. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's why I like it.
How was Father's Day for you, Black Reporter? Did you do anything special on Father's Day?
No, but I did talk to my girls. And seeing that I didn't have a phone and I just was able to re-get one through halfway through the day yesterday, they were thankful and everything. And so one of them truly apologized that they didn't have a phone on when my birthday came around, so
that
kind of made up for it. So
how? My fingers are back to being short and stubby. I had to cut my nails down. I don't know, it's just an illusion that my nails are longer, my fingers look skinnier. Oh, now they're shorter. Now they're shorter, they're back to looking stubby again. I don't know, maybe it was just an illusion of the tip. They're mine, though. I tried to silk wrap. The guy was going to beat me up because I kept falling asleep, but it is what it is. I kept falling asleep at a nail salon.
Okay.
Listen, I couldn't keep my... I don't know what it is. Lately, I cannot keep my eyes open. For some reason, my eyes don't want to be open. I go to sleep. I don't care what time I go to sleep. By 6 o'clock, I'm up. Okay, what time am I going to sleep? I don't care if I was to sleep at 5 o'clock. By 6 o'clock, I'm up.
Oh, Lord.
I just can't sleep. I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
Oh, insomnia.
Because that's put me to sleep right now. Because I didn't sleep well last night either. I said don't start because that's put me to sleep right now because I didn't sleep well last night either.
I don't know. Tomorrow's conversation, sexual frustration. Just go, that's it. That's the conversation.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not going to break my list.
I'm definitely going to come on air tomorrow, hopefully. My computer is, like I said, it's burnt out, but I'll see if I can find me a keyboard somewhere or something.
Max said he got you.
Max is mad at me because I be feeding him like he on a diet. You don't appreciate that. I don't even know where he at. Yeah, Max is fucking me up when I'm asleep, too. That cat comes jumping on me. I be trying to kill Max. I mean, I just lay down and I just get into a good sleep. Or you get comfortable, and here come Max jumping on me like I'm part of the bed. And he heavy. His shit hurt.
Oh,
dude. I be trying to beat him senseless, like, hit him with all my might.
Max loves your crush. You know that.
Max don't love me. Max just loves the fact that I feed him. Max just loves my friskies.
Oh, Lord.
Max loves what?
That's it. Max don't love me. He just loves my friskies.
Oh, my God.
Friskies.
Wait, Max. Where you at, you crazy cat? Like, he don't even come on the bed no more. He only waits till he wants to run to the window and jump on me. He don't come on the bed no more.
So he
lays with me, and I'll be kicking him. Shout out to Lunar, who wanted a video show today. I did a webcam video show today with Balloon. So shout out to the whole Balloon franchise and fetish out there, because it's like every day I see more and more people posting up balloon pics. Like, really?
Oh.
Well, shout out to them for doing that.
Lord have mercy.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break.
And we're going to come back and we're going to say our goodbyes.
I
feel like hearing some 470s. Be right back.
Too strong to let it go now. Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation, and so do I. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm big and strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
That's what you call music, man. In up there blowing with him. Anyway, folks, we are down to the last, 3 minutes of the show. I would like to thank everybody who tuned in and stayed and waited for me to get on. Black Reporter, Lady C, Brick, as always a pleasure on the quest. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Rush. I haven't spoken to him for a minute. And shout out to Dre. Uptown, baby, New York City. And shout out to everybody that tunes in and enjoy the show, or who downloads the show and listen to us on iTunes or all that other good stuff. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. We're on Facebook under Phone Fantasy Radio, WRPF Radio. Also Twitter, Phone Fan Radio, La Crush Hearts, LA Hearts, all that good stuff. That's it. That's about it. Any last final thoughts or shout outs? People,
Lady C? Oh, no. Just had a good time as always. And everybody, we all have our opinions. And it's a good conversation. Always.
Yes,
good.
Mm-hmm. Brick, any final thoughts? Before you do your final thoughts, I wanted to remind everybody to tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, on the Honey Suite, where we talk about our sexual frustrations. 805-830-8320, lock the number in, phonefantasyradio.com is the website, and we're also on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And at this time, I would like to give the floor to Black Reporter.
Oh, what?
what time there was, that ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, today is no more. Forget about tomorrow, it's here, don't worry about it, today is here. Make the most of it. Fussy,
you're black. You're black, Florida's messed up. We tried to do it last week, too. We tried to do it last week, and we just couldn't think of the words. We got to go to the old episode. Anyway, folks, on that note, that's our good nights for tonight. Peace out in
peace.
Bye.
Bye.